Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. I'm Phil Urbez and a member of the HOA Board Candidate Nominating Committee. Our second candidate today is Kim Fuller, President of the HOA Board. Welcome, Kim. You will have 12 minutes and your time starts now.
Good afternoon, residents. Kim Fuller here, this time not as president, but candidate for the re-election to the board. At the last forum, I think there's clearly a difference between candidates regarding philosophy, demeanor, future representation, so be sure to take a look. I was surprised at what I consider the anger and bitterness of John and Moira at the forum. Because when you speak about atmosphere and respect, you must first be willing to participate in such a way to support those claims. I've stated and thought three basic points would define the difference in this election: knowledge, experience, and philosophy. I've given examples on a lack of knowledge and experience for John and Moira. Doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means that they don't know. After the last forum, I need to correct some additional inaccurate information, which further shows a lack of knowledge. Moira stated after reading the Davis-Sterling Act, that's the law that governs HOAs, that we are supposed to send out notices of any rule changes by mail. Specifically, she stated, "I have never seen any COVID fine published or mailed to my home." Well, this is just inaccurate. It's not required by state law. We're required to send out our enforcement procedures and our fine schedule once per year, and we do that. We've been doing it for years. There's no state law that requires every change in the rules is sent by mail to every homeowner. Now think about that for a second. A mailing notice to every resident costs the HOA at least $3,500 per notice. If we had to do that in a normal year, we'd be spending over $250,000. In a COVID year, this could be $300,000, $400,000. Tremendously inefficient, very costly. So we've been following the legal process for years where we post any kind of rule change, get comments from residents before any final vote. I think Moira needs to read a little bit more carefully before announcing what I consider a very expensive and inaccurate process. The second point on information we need to correct is when John stated residents are responsible for the traffic violations of a vendor. This is simply not true. It's not been true for years. If you go to the website, review the vendor rules, it states any and all fines and penalties incurred by a vendor will be the sole responsibility of that vendor. Once again, it's unfortunate to make such inaccurate claims rather than just looking it up on the website for the correct information. Now, I did find Moira's comments about term limits very interesting, because we have term limits now. It's called an election. Every 2 years, you can remove any director you want. We're not Congress. We're not getting paid. Nobody's getting bribed. We also have term limits for committee members, but we don't have term limits for committee chairs. And that's because we want people who are doing a great job to stay as long as possible. Experience and continuity matters. Now, in the case of board, why wouldn't we want residents to decide the board? And if residents think somebody's doing a good job, residents should decide how long they stay. And that's what we have. We have an election. So we don't need term limits. We have an election. We just need faith in the people voting and respect for their decision. Now, some of the election issues I found interesting for me was Moira claimed that board members lie in wait for residents to break the rules. I thought this was a joke. Moira, please give one example of this happening at any time. It's one thing to make such a ridiculous claim, and it's another to support such a claim with one factual example. Common sense says volunteers have no time for such a laughable idea. Moira states she wants to use prudent judgment when enforcing the rules. John states he wants to enforce reasonable rules. These statements make clear that not all rules will be enforced, since they will decide which rules are reasonable based upon their prudent judgment. It is not possible to be impartial when you are deciding which rules to enforce based upon your own personal judgment. John and Maura want transparency, but have given no example that the board is not transparent. In the last 4 years, any resident may request any document. Every question's been answered. The website holds documents for review. E-blast, town hall meetings, podcasts are all there to explain any question. So I think the board's been perfectly transparent. But if you think otherwise, provide one example. Moira and John want 5 equal board members, but have not given one example of that not happening or what that means. After review of board meeting videos, no board member was ever denied speaking. No board member was ever denied voting. So there's no example stated by John and Moira where a board member is not equal. The past 4 years have shown clearly how 5 different board members can work together, make decisions for a positive outcome. Moira and John requested evaluation of vendors, including legal counsel. I found it interesting. Why point out legal counsel? They've not explained why they think this is wrong. What is wrong with the current legal counsel? So I don't get that. What did they do wrong? FAC and the board review contracts every year. So again, they have not provided one example where the board is not acting appropriately. The review of legal firms just happened about 1 year ago, where we called in many law firms, and many law firms were interviewed. After that process, the board decided to continue with the Epstein firm because of their HOA experience and a lower cost per hour rate, much lower than the other firms because of our long relationship. Other firms are going to cost the HOA an additional $20,000 per year. So, John and Moira, you need to give an example of why you think the Epson firm is not doing their job and why we should spend an additional $20,000 per year for the same legal advice. Moira and John have stated we need to follow due process. Again, give me an example where we have not followed due process. In the first forum, John stated he did not want to have dues increases. My question to him was, explain how. Since no explanation was forthcoming, in the second forum, John now says dues will increase year to year. We got to change here. We've gone from no dues increase to we will increase year to year. But now the goal is, let's not be excessive. Again, John, give me the example of an excessive dues increase by this board in the last 4 years, and then you need to explain what you would have done different. Once again, John is sending a message to get votes without providing any facts to support the claim. Given all their statement, it appears to me the current board is doing everything they ask. And if we're doing all that is expected, why were they so angry at the forum? I think there's a missing piece to this puzzle. Perhaps the answer lies with their own actions for the last year, the part of the story that's missing, the undisclosed part. A part of the story that will clearly show the difference in philosophy. When a person asks to have or participate in illegal gatherings in violation of the state and county orders, and the board says no multiple times, perhaps that explains the anger. They simply did not like being told no because they did not get their way. All the board was doing was following the law. They did not want to follow that law. That was clear. Maybe this is one of those rules their prudent judgment will set aside because they don't believe it is reasonable. It appears to me once this piece of the puzzle is put into place, you can then see the difference in philosophy. They don't want to come out and just say it. They will not follow the state order because they are trying to get votes. But in so doing, who is not being transparent at this time? I do believe in leading by example. And if you can't follow the rules, how can you possibly lead and enforce the rules? Given the history of their own actions, John and Moira do not want to follow the state order. That is clear. It interfered with their personal lives. They have a right to that philosophy. They want to implement their own political agenda because they did not get what they want from the existing board. That is reasonable. That's the political process. So where does that leave us? It's up to all of you if you wish to follow that path. At least now you know the path. Well, you know what each path is all about, the one I've described and the one that they wish to take. We have arrived at a fork in the road. You will now decide which path to take. That's what elections are all about. Now that we understand their actions for the last year, it becomes clear as to why they are angry. I have said on many occasions, when you can no longer debate the issue, you will attack people's character. I have been clear about the future and how I will vote. I will vote to enforce the state guidelines to protect every resident here. I will vote to protect their health and safety because it saves lives. I will vote to enforce the state order to protect the financial assets of every resident. To do anything else, in my view, is self-serving and irresponsible, given we have no insurance for a COVID claim. If you are a resident that wants to set aside the state and county orders because you want to participate in illegal gatherings, I am not your guy. And if the majority of you want to set aside those rules, you have that right to make that happen by voting for John and Moira. But let's be clear. The consequences of that decision will put everyone in harm's way, physically, legally, and financially. It's difficult. These are tough times, difficult times, unusual times. There isn't a board member here who just thinks this is just a walk in the park. But the true test of leadership stands tall when you make decisions for the greater good, even when you don't like it. It's called character. A great man once said, success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. I'm asking for you to have the courage to stay the course for your own health and safety, for the health and safety of your neighbor, for the health and safety of your friends, and for the financial well-being of every resident here at Shadow Hills. I want to thank you for your time. If you have any questions, let me know. I wish you well. Take care and be safe.